Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day always. A pleasure to continue to be with you. David Dossie's our guest, our good friend, long time. Golly, holy mackerel. Almost 11 years he's been joining us on the radio show. He's a partner at Gallagher and Dossie, and he's an intellectual property attorney. We used to call him patent attorneys. He is my, full disclosure, he is my intellectual property attorney, and a darn good one, too. David Dossie, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. I keep thinking having you back on the show is going to get me a discount, but I don't know when that's going to happen. So
someday.
One of these days. I keep hoping, one of these days. Hey, Dave, you've taught us so much over the years about intellectual property, mostly just helping us recognize that small business owners have lots of different kinds of intellectual property. We're creating it. We're using it. We may be abusing it. We may be disregarding it. But you've been noticing some intellectual property issues in the popular media that you want to talk about.
Well, sure. I think the subject of small business funding and intellectual property has always been a rather dry topic that not too many people are interested in. And then all of a sudden comes the Shark Tank television show.
Which I don't like and don't watch.
It's
not representative, David.
No, not at all.
There's nothing that happens in the marketplace, folks. If you're listening to the show and you don't know anything about small business, for whatever reason, most of my audience I think does, but if you just tuned in, you're trying to figure out what's going on, don't watch the Shark Tank and imagine that anything like that ever happens in the marketplace. Go ahead, David.
Exactly, and you'd be surprised at the number of calls that I'm sure every intellectual property attorney is now getting around the country on misconceptions based upon the show. Mm-hmm. Now, the show has some positives that obviously it has re-inspired people to think that they can do, kind of achieve the American dream and bring a product to market and make money. But
it bugs me, David, that it makes people think that in order to do that, they got to go get somebody to fund them.
Yes.
That's the part that's not representative. Only less than half of 1% probably of all small businesses or businesses that even grow start out with funding. They start out bootstrapping.
That's exactly right.
So anyway, go ahead. So what do you see when you watch that show about intellectual property?
Well, most commonly people come away with the takeaway that a good idea, a good pitch, and a patent equals a deal. And
right. In
reality, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
The deals that you see or you think you see achieved on the show really are just a good faith agreement, and that's the beginning point of the due diligence process for the investors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. They're not going to, no matter how wealthy you are, you're not going to invest $1 million in a company without doing some due diligence. And I've read that as many as 50% of the deals that you see done in the show never actually get finalized.
Right.
They fall apart after the show.
Even though on the screen it looks like the deal got done and ownership got transferred, money got transferred, and intellectual property got shared.
Right.
Right. And what you're saying is half of them or so don't actually get there.
Right. And, let's face it, that'd be the part of the show that would be extremely boring. So I don't blame them for not going through that in detail. But, boy, with their viewership, it leaves a lot of people with a false sense of reality.
That's what I mean about not representative. I hate those kinds of television shows.
Mm-hmm. One of the, they walk in and the sharks always ask, do you have a patent? And what I tell people is, what would a real potential investor with more than 5 minutes of airtime ask you? And the most important question that a small business needs to be able to answer is, do you have the rights necessary to even produce the product you're pitching me without infringing other people's patents? And that's the question you don't see on the show. That's the due diligence that'll go on behind the scenes that often causes the deals to fall apart.
Right, right. And without that information, let's say that the person says yes, and they proceed a little bit, and the panelist says, okay, I'll give you $250,000, and they shake. Nobody would give you $25 until they'd done more more due diligence, would they?
Right.
So that's
exactly.
A false.
I mean, if you're gonna,
that initial transaction on television, it's a bogus transaction, isn't it?
Well, they call it a good faith agreement.
Yeah.
But you know, if you were going to buy a $250,000 house or a motor home, you're going to have an inspection performed.
Right.
You're not spending that degree, and to think that they're going to invest this without doing an IP inspection of the intellectual property. It's just
not
going to
happen.
Comical.
Hold on that thought, Dave. We're going to take a quick break. 22, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.